Sport. First today, it's tennis, and the Czech Republic's Tomáš Berdych has won his first ATP title of 2009, after defeating Mikhail Yuzny of Russia 6-4, 4-6, 7-6 in the final of the BMW Open in Munich. It was an epic clash. Berdych squandered a 4-1 lead and wasted 3 match points in the third set, and then fell 4-0 or 4-love and 5-1 behind in the decisive tiebreaker. Then, however, he rallied superbly to take 6 straight points and the 5th title of his career. As well as €70,000 in prize money, Berdych took home a top-of-the-range BMW convertible. But he said he was most glad of the points, as he sets about returning to the world top 10. After Sunday's success, the 24-year-old from Valašské Meziříčí has climbed to 22nd in the rankings. And Tomáš Berdych wasn't the only Czech to do well in Munich. Jan Hrnčíř and Ivo Mynář beat the Australian pair of Ashley Fisher and Jordan Kerr 6-4, 6-4 to take the tournament's doubles trophy. Football Now and Slavia Prague are virtually assured of winning the Czech League for the second year in a row. Slavia beat Česká Budějovice 2-0 at home on Sunday, with both of those goals coming from Pavel Forst. Meanwhile, Sparta Prague are 8 points behind in second place after losing 2-1 at Zlín. That means Slavia need only take 2 points from the remaining 3 games to hold on to the league trophy. Their next match is away to bottom-of-the-table Viktoria Žižkov a week from Monday. Czech-born golfer Alex Čeka will no doubt be kicking himself, and hard, after blowing a 5-point overnight lead in the Players' Championship at Pontevedra Beach. In fact, going into Sunday's final round, his was the largest 54-hole lead in the history of the tournament. But Čeka, who's a German citizen, found himself out of contention by the halfway stage on Sunday, as he shot a disappointing 7-over. The tournament was won by Sweden's Henrik Stenson. Finally, questions are still being asked about where it all went wrong for the Czech Republic at the World Ice Hockey Championships in Switzerland. For the third year in a row, the Czechs were knocked out of the tournament in the quarter-finals, and as in 2008, were sent packing by Sweden on Thursday. Commentators are saying the Czechs need to change their style of play, take more advantage of power plays, and commit fewer unnecessary fouls themselves. Meanwhile, star player Jaromír Jágr, disappointed by his own performance against Sweden, has said maybe he won't go to the Winter Olympics in Vancouver next February. That's all the sport for today.